we are listening to The Blue Notebooks, an album by German composer Max Richter. And the reason I have chosen this music is because of the connection between the title, The Blue Notebooks, and The Blue Notebook in Oracle Night, a novel by Paul Auster. I tend to choose non-copyright music for my podcasts, but today I thought the connection was really special, and that's why we are playing it. I want to talk about Oracle Night from a peculiar approach. I will give you an overview of the novel, but I want to focus on three main issues that we may overlook when reading the novel, at least for the first time. Paul Auster is pretty popular, so he doesn't need much of an introduction, but he was born in New Jersey in 1947. He studied at Columbia and he moved to France afterwards. He stayed some years in France working as a translator, and he has written many novels, screenplays, and other works of nonfiction. Paul Auster visited Barcelona like 12 years ago, and I was there, and something he said, and I took note, was that becoming a writer is not a career decision. It's not something you choose to become. You get chosen. And once you accept the fact that you are not fit for anything else, you have to be prepared to walk a long, hard road for the rest of your days. This is the way Paul Auster described what being a writer is. And I liked this very much. Sometimes I feel the same way. And these words also say something about the story we are going to talk about. Does the writer write the story, or does the story write the writer? In the kinds of novels Paul Auster used to write around this time, like 20 years ago, the structure seems to take you to a way where you get lost and don't know if there is someone writing the story or if it's the story which is writing itself. The structure of the narrative resembles a set of Russian dolls. But let's see an overview of the novel so we can see what I'm talking about. In Oracle Night, we've got the main character called Sidney Orr, who is a novelist recovering from an accident. And we see this man who is trying to recover from the accident and goes to a stationery store run by a Chinese man and gets himself a blue notebook. And the blue notebook seems to speak to him. He begins writing a novel, and then we have the novel, which is about an editor on whose desk is placed a manuscript by a forgotten writer. This forgotten writer is named Sylvia Maxwell. And the manuscript is called Oracle Night and is about a soldier in World War I who loses his sight to a mortar shell but gains vision into the future. Then we've got the editor who escapes an accident and decides to start his life over. And then we've got another story and another story and another story. It is like a set of Russian dolls. So we've got the main figure of the Oracle. The Oracle, which figures in the title itself, is something I would like to pay attention to. The oracle, for example, of Delphi, was a kind of portal through which the gods spoke. In Greece, there was the figure of the oracle, and there was this other mantes, the seers, who were interpreters of symbols. And the Delphic oracle had notable influence throughout Hellenic culture. The Pythia, for example, proclaimed Socrates to be the wisest man, and this is the founding event of Western philosophy. By the way, talking about philosophy, one of the references that came to my mind while I was rereading the novel and preparing this podcast was Wittgenstein's Blue Book. I don't know if this is a coincidence or if Paul Auster was acquainted with Wittgenstein, but there is more than one reference to blue notebooks, blue books, language games, and concepts that might be related to Wittgenstein's philosophy of language. The Blue Book by Wittgenstein was written between 1933 and 1934. Then the reference to Max Richter, the record called The Blue Notebook, was recorded in 2004. The novel we are talking about was published in 2003. And there is also a reference regarding the war. We've got the character of the soldier in the novel, which actually loses sight, just like, for example, Tiresias. Tiresias was a blind prophet. Tiresias of Thebes was a blind prophet that had clairvoyance. And what happened to Tiresias was that Zeus and Hera were discussing on the theme of who has more pleasure in sex. Hera claimed that it was the man, and Zeus claimed that it was the woman. And as Tiresias had been both a man and a woman, he said that actually, of ten parts, a man enjoys one only. And this irritated the goddess, and she struck him blind. So that's the reason why Tiresias lost his sight. But he had the gift of foresight. And Zeus gave him also a lifespan of 7 lives. Well, we are kind of getting mixed up, but let's organize this again. I'm talking about the Oracle of Delphi and Tiresias because of the title of Paul Auster's novel, Oracle Knight. And I was relating the soldier in Sylvia Maxwell's manuscript, the story that Sidney Orr is writing in Oracle Knight, to the figure of Tiresias. And then, why was I linking this to Max Richter as well? Well, because the album, The Blue Notebooks, is a protest album about Iraq, and it is a meditation on violence. So there we are. We've got all these elements: war, violence, prophetic skills, blind people who can see the future, and I think this is not just a coincidence. I think Paul Auster did this on purpose. The novel has many other topics. It talks about fiction. It talks about human relationships. It talks about love, death, fear, and pardon. And reality and imagination, or reality and fiction, get intertwined. So we've got, at the end of the day, we've got several stories, some of which could be just biography. For example, the fact that the main character's friend is called John Tross. Tross is an anagram for Oster. So there we are. We've got real aspects, we've got biography, we've got fiction, and everything gets to a point where you cannot distinguish what is real from what is fiction. And I would say this is what makes fiction fiction. What is a writer doing, after all? Writing about things he or she has experienced and mixing them with imagination. I hope you didn't get lost. And if you listened up to here, thank you very much.